Hello, word nerds. Welcome to this episode of the podcast called The Dictionary. Thank you very much for joining me on this journey. We are... I should figure out a percentage of how many... What percentage of the dictionary are we through? Maybe I'll do that. Okay, but we are at the last quarter of page 132 out of a lot more than that. The first word is blinker. B-L-I-N-K-E-R. This is the first form. It is a noun from 1636. One that blinks, especially a light that flashes off and on as a warning or a signal. Number two, A. We have the number one definition for the word blinder as a synonym. That was at the beginning of the last episode. Now we have 2B. A cloth hood and shades projecting at the sides of the eye openings used on skittish racehorses. And that is usually used in plural. So they call them blinders or blinkers. And then number three is plural, so blinkers. We have the number two definition for the word blinder. And, yeah. Okay. Now we have the second form of blinker. It is a transitive verb from 1865, to put blinders on. Now we have blinkered. It is an adjective from 1867. One, limited in scope or understanding. Synonym is narrow-minded. Ooh, I don't like narrow-mindedness. I think you gotta expand your horizons, right? Number two, fitted with blinders. Next is a good one. It is blintze, B-L-I-N-T-Z-E, or you could take off the E at the end. This is a noun from 1903. A thin, usually wheat flour pancake folded to form a casing, as for cheese or fruit, and then sautéed or baked. This is a Yiddish word, blintze, with an S instead of a Z. It is of Slavic origin, akin to the Ukrainian word, mlynets, M-L-Y-N-E-T-S, and there's apostrophe after that, and that is a diminutive of mlyn, M-L-Y-N, which means pancake. I could go for a vegan blintz. I don't honestly know if I've ever had an actual blintz before. All right, next is blip. B-L-I-P, it is the first form, noun from 1945. One, a trace on a display screen as an oscilloscope, especially a spot on a radar screen. That reminds me of, what is that movie? Spaceballs. There's a guy, it's that famous guy from the 80s who would make all of the sound effects with his mouth. And he said, I've lost the blips and the bleeps. And he goes, you know, the blips. Yep, so that's exactly what that first definition was. Now we have number two, a short, crisp sound. Number three, an interruption of the sound received in a radio or television program or occurring in a recording as a result of blipping. Blip. Blip. Number four, a transient, sharp movement up or down as of a quantity commonly shown on a graph. Number five, something relatively small or inconsequential within a larger context, as in, made only a blip on the political scene. All right, now we have the second form of blip. It is a verb from 1968. It is just transitive. There's only one definition for this. To remove recorded sound from a recording so that there is an interruption of the sound in the reproduction. As in, a censor blipped the swear words. I don't know if I would use the word blip. I think bleep, we read that before. That's more common. But I guess you could say blipped. All right, now we have the word bliss. It is a noun from before the 12th century. It's surprisingly simple for such a great word. I don't know. Number one, complete happiness. Short and simple. Number two, synonyms are paradise and heaven. Yes. This is from Middle English, bliss, with an E at the end. From Old English, bliss, surprisingly spelled the same way that we spell it now. It is akin to the Old English blithe, which means blithe, and we will get to that at the end of this episode. Next is blissed out with a hyphen, adjective from 1973. Experiencing bliss. Synonym is ecstatic. Next is blissful, adjective from the 12th century. One, full of, marked by, or causing bliss, as in a blissful marriage. Number two, happily benighted. Benighted. So it is the word knight with B at the end and ed at the end. Benighted, as in blissful ignorance. Blissfully is an adverb, and blissfulness is a noun. Now we have B-list. It is the capital letter B hyphen list. Noun from 1935. A list or group of individuals who are prominent but not important or popular enough to be on the A-list. Yeah, that happens. Now we have blister. First form, noun from the 14th century. One, an elevation of the epidermis containing watery liquid. Number two, an enclosed raised spot, as in paint, resembling a blister. Number three, an agent, as lewisite, that causes blistering. Number four, a fungal disease of plants marked by raised patches on the leaves. Number five, any of various structures that bulge out, as a gunner's compartment on a bomber. Blistery is an adjective. This is from Middle English, blister or blester, probably from Old English, blister or blister, akin to the Old Norse blaster, which means swelling, from Old English blast, which means blast. Next is the second form of blister. It is a verb from the 15th century. First is intransitive, to become affected with a blister. And then the transitive definitions, number one, to raise a blister on. And number two, we have the number two definition for the word lambast as the synonym. Next is blister beetle, two words, noun from 1816. A beetle, as the Spanish fly, used medicinally dried and powdered to raise blisters on the skin. Broadly, any of a family of soft-bodied beetles whose blood contains cantharidin. Cantharidin, yep. And this family name is Meloidae. Meloidae. So why would they use this to raise blisters? I don't know. There must be some good reason. Next is blistering, adjective from 1562. One, extremely intense or severe. Number two, very rapid, as in a blistering pace. Blistering is an adverb, and blisteringly is also an adverb. Next is blister pack, two words, noun from 1955. A package holding and displaying merchandise in a clear plastic case sealed to a sheet of cardboard. Why do they call it a blister pack? Next is blister rust, two words, noun from 1916. Any of several diseases of pines that are caused by rust fungi in the acial stage and that affect the sapwood and inner bark and produce blisters externally. Acial stage is A-E-C-I-A-L. I hope I said that correctly. And the genus name of this fungi is Cronartium. Next is blithe, B-L-I-T-H-E. It is an adjective from before the 12th century. One, of a happy, lighthearted character or disposition. Number two, lacking due thought or consideration. Synonyms for that are casual and heedless, as in blithe, unconcern. And then another synonym is the word merry, M-E-R-R-Y. Blithely is an adverb. This is from Middle English, from Old English, blithe, akin to the Old High German blidy, which means joyous. Next is blither. It is an intransitive verb from 1868, and the synonym is the word blather. Blither is also a noun. Blitheringly is an adverb. And here we go with the last word of the episode. It is blithesome. B-L-I-T-H-E-S-O-M-E. Blithesome. It is an adjective from 1724, and the synonyms are gay and merry. Basically, it just means happy. And blithesomely is an adverb. All right, so we got blinker, blinker, blintz. Oh, well, I gotta pick blintz as the word of the episode. Obviously, you know me. That's how I roll. I love the sweets. So this is the end of the episode. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information to you. Goodbye.